Any comments from anybody? Have you, getting a stirring, or is God doing anything in your life to stir your hearts today? Do you sense the seriousness of this hour? Mm-hmm. Boy, I do. And all we can do is point to Jesus. He is the one that will deliver us from anything you can come up with. Anything. Anything you can come up with. He is there to deliver you.
Well, I do want to say one thing. I'm going through something right now, and it's like I have faith in God. I don't say it's lack of trust. Sometimes I feel like I've made so many poor choices that, not that He's given up on me, but that I don't know how to get the connection back.
You're on your way right now.
Amen.
You are connecting. You're speaking this, not just to us, you're speaking this to the Lord. You know that. You're crying out of the abundance.
I'm putting my mother through so much pain. I came down here to be with her, mm-hmm. to help her. And I've made so many poor choices since my time. That it's like when I do go to God and I talk to Him, you know, I feel better, but I feel like I'm disappointed in Him so much.
You know what that is, Debbie? I thank God for it. It's conviction. See, without the convicting work of the Holy Spirit, you would feel good.
I'm just scared that I've let Him down for so many times, for so many years, that He's like, okay, you know, have the courage to change the things you can and accept the things that you cannot mm-hmm. change, you know? And I'm having a hard time accepting the things that I cannot change.
Do you understand the unmerited favor, the grace of God? You cannot work for it. You cannot go back, and I regret things that I have done. And I don't know of anyone in here that has not regretted stupid things that we have done. I have. I have regret. I can't go back. I wish I had the mind that I have now back then, but I don't. I am who I am today. And I am today a child of God on my way to the kingdom. And I have been forgiven. I've been washed. And He casts my sins as far as the east is from the west into the sea of forgetfulness. So this is not something that you can, with your mind, figure out. Or try to go back and make right. It is today that you asked Him to forgive you, because I know you care because of the way you're speaking. You do care. You do want to do it His way. But the association of causing your mother pain because of what you're going through, it involves her, or you tell her about it, and she comes back and forth and says, well, honey, you know, you just need to pray about it. Yeah, but I do. When I pray, I don't feel God's hearing me. My prayers don't go very far. And how could He forgive me? Because I keep doing the same stupid things over and over again. And the adversary, the devil, does not want you to even express what you're expressing right now. And I thank God that I asked, is there anyone that feels a stirring, that wants to talk about this? And this is what it's all about. Jesus, the Jesus that we just spoke of, wants you for Himself. He doesn't want to share you with the world. He wants you to be separate. He wants you to be distinctively His, not sharing you with the world, not sharing your thoughts with the world, not sharing your ways with the world. He wants you for Himself. And out of the abundance of your heart, you're speaking right now because you want that.
I just ask for everyone's prayers to give me the courage to change the thing.
Yes. Yes. Say that right now to the Lord. You're saying it to the Lord. Just say that to the Lord right now. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Now go ahead and say it. Give me the courage.
Please give me the courage to change the things I can and the wisdom to accept the fact that You do love me, that You never stop loving me. Mm-hmm. Or I wouldn't be here right now sharing this with my first family. I come here for the last few months, and everyone can tell I'm just a moth in my own little world because of my own shame. of things that I have chosen to do since my husband.
And what is our attitude? I'm not talking about ours, I'm talking about the church. Well, when you get your act together, you come back and see us sometime. You need to come when you're feeling the pain. You need to come when you feel you're a hypocrite. You need to come when you feel like you just everything's a wreck, everything's a mess, I'm singing but I don't mean it, or whatever. You come, and you keep coming, and you keep getting watered. And not this guy, but, you know, don't go so far to where we dry out, where there's no hope. You see, you're still wiggling. And the Lord's going to pour some water on that and set you back there where you need to be so you can really start wiggling. You ever pick up a real Texas, they call them Texas wigglers? Yeah. Man, they'll jump right out of your hand. These guys got some life. No. They might have the Holy Spirit. I don't know. They got life. I want one of them Holy Spirit worms, you know. But, you know, God wants you for Himself. He wants you all for Himself. And what you're speaking, I want to share something with you. It's no secret. What you're saying, it represents all of us.
That's right.
We've all felt this, Debbie. We have.
You know, in what breath you say, okay, Lord, I'm never going to do this. I'm never going to pick up another drink. Or I'm never going to do this. Or I'm never going to do that. And then you find yourself 2 hours later, totally undoing every promise you just made.
You hear what I said earlier? I said, how many of you can be at a revival? You all kind of wonderful things happen, your friends getting saved and people, and praise God, Lord doing a lot of stuff. And all of a sudden the next day you feel like, what's going on here? You ask the Lord to help you ride through those deserts. Come on up, Grant Namely.
Yeah, all I know is I've done the same exact thing where you just promise God, you're like, God, I'll never do this again. God, no. Mm-hmm. When it happens, the next day you just feel so condemned. That's the enemy. He wants you in bondage. And the thing that's helped me is don't promise God anything. Just live for God, you know, and take each day and just be like, God, I just thank you. And then you don't want to sin. And then you don't, you know, because you don't feel obligated because you have the grace of God mm-hmm. in your life. And you don't feel obligated because you didn't make any promise. God made the promise to you that, you know, He's there for you. And He forgives
you. Yes, ma'am.
So you feel that grace. And you just feel so much love that you don't want to sin, you know? Not that we're never going to sin, but, you know, you have the grace and, you know, it's not about promises. It's just
and
about
you're not
living
at tug of war.
Exactly.
Considering, thinking, okay, you know, I've lied again to you, God. How many times mm-hmm. are you going to forgive me for lying?
How many times should we forgive? The person said seven times. What did Jesus say? This is what you need to hear. This is water. Water. What did He say?
70 times 7 times 77.
Yeah, and times and times and times. We're not talking about 490 times. Infinite. See, that's what He tells us. He does that to us. He does it to you. So don't listen to the lies. What Naomi said is so powerful. Don't make promises.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing? I came here 6 years ago to help her, and she's been more help to me than I have to her.
Your mother.
We've helped each other.
Yeah, that's right. I know this is stirring up a pot here, but this is good. You're getting preached to, not just me. The Spirit of God is speaking to you, and it's coming together to help you, to edify you, and you're crying out to God. Franny?
I had gotten the words before Naomi had said that, one day at a time.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Don't make the promises. Lay your life before the Lord. Lord, help me today to be the woman you called me to be.
That's right.
Give me the grace to live this life. And you can overcome habits. Remember what I said, sow a thought, reap an act. Sow an act, reap a habit. It's just how it happens. But you can turn that around by giving it to the Lord.
Debbie, one thing I was pressing on my spirit, because I was in the same situation as you're in just a couple of years ago, and just struggled back and forth, and because I knew the glory of God at one point, and just went like totally to rock bottom. And the one thing that God's taught me through many people, even here, is whatever you focus on the most is what you become. And if you focus on your sin the most, you'll keep sinning more. But if you focus on the finished work of the cross, and what Christ did for you on that cross, that's what you'll become. You'll become what you focus on. If you focus on yourself and your sin, you're self-centered. But if you because I know I'm not judging you. I'm saying
good stuff.
Experience. But if you focus on the cross of Christ and all that was accomplished on that cross for you, then that's what your focus is. And you're like, God, I in and of ourselves, we're nothing, but it's Christ in us, the hope of glory. It's not us within ourselves, but it's Christ in us. You've accepted him. You have to trust by faith that he's in you, working in you, and the Holy Spirit's in you, working in you. So you're not your own. You know what I'm saying? You're bought with a price. He purchased you. He bought you. You're his. So if you make a mistake, you sin. He says if you confess your sins, he's faithful and he's just to forgive you and cleanse you from all, what? All unrighteousness. Not just one thing, not all of it. His blood is so powerful. And I think sometimes we don't trust in that blood. You know, we're not trusting in what his blood accomplished. You know, he did it all for you. So, you know, if you make a mistake, like Pastor Mark said, if you make a mistake and the enemy condemns you. See, when God convicts you, he gives you the confidence that you can do it. You can change. But condemnation brings you so down that you don't think you can ever do it. That you just feel like you're undertow. You know, you're never going to come out of it and God's never going to forgive you for it. And I don't just want to keep going on, but the thing, the emphasis is just stop thinking about what you've done. And, you know, it's in the depths of the sea. He's put it in the depths of the sea. No fishing. As Corrie Ten Boom said, no fishing.
Yeah. Don't go back after it.
And his blood covers me. And you got to tell the enemy, you know, you got to tell the enemy who you are. You have to tell the enemy, no, I'm bought by the blood of the Lamb. I've confessed my sins. He's faithful and just to forgive me. So you got to tell the enemy, Linda would say, you got to tell the enemy. You can't just let him beat you up. You got to speak the word. Mm-hmm. You got to stand up. That's where the weapons of our warfare are mighty in God, to the point down of strongholds. He erects strongholds in our mind of thinking, you know, then it becomes, like you were saying, it becomes your character when you start thinking and meditating on those things. That's what you become. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you got to cast it down. Casting down vain imaginations. And am I saying too much and cramming?
That's good stuff.
Vain imaginations. You know, it's just, I'm just because experience, just having to keep casting it down. And then I'm feeling it again, casting it down. And I'm telling you, it's a battle sometimes because he doesn't want you to gain ground. You know, when you gain that ground, the enemy's going to hit you even harder because he wants to keep you down in that undertow. But anyway,
what? Struggling point of her conviction is real. Her sorrow is real. Her remorse is real.
Right.
The prayer is for
cancer when she came down here. She came down here to be with me because I was getting older. We were, you were here a couple months before I even knew I had cancer.
God makes arrangements. Linda, I don't think you were through.
Conviction is real. Your remorse is real. And God wants to bring that repentance is real. Repentance is different than the sorrow for what you did. The repentance is the turning around from what you did. That's where your struggle is. And we're born with a nature that can't do what God says. So the struggle is we read the scripture that says, come out from your sins and to resist them and to get away from them and enter holiness. And then we take our little baby broken Adam nature and we try and do it. And the devil knows we're going to get frustrated because the nature you're trying to overcome the sin in is not going to be able to overcome it. So every time you come into this, it has to be a matter of, God, your spirit within me will not do this thing. I call upon you. I call upon the power of your spirit to rise up in me right now at this moment. Not for a week, not for 6 months. Right now here, I need your spirit. I submit to the rule of the Holy Spirit of God, which cannot sin, because if you walk by the Spirit, you cannot walk by the flesh. That is the victory. That way all the glory goes to God, because it wasn't our power. It wasn't our willpower. It wasn't our self-ability. There's nothing. We do not have the ability within our broken from Adam nature. We only have the ability to not sin in our whole, complete, glorious Spirit of God, which came within and is in you because of your salvation in Jesus Christ. That's what we call upon, and sometimes we forget that and just need that reminder. So the next time those overpowering desires and those things that come in, whatever it is, God, right now I submit to the Holy Spirit, flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. And that is where the success is. And you do it, you might do it 5 times in a row and then slip once. But then you're gonna do it 10 times in a row before you slip. And then it's gonna be 50 times and then you won't be slipping and then you're gonna be gloriously running before the Lord. The overcoming power of God has given me what I needed for my breakthrough and not me. That way, every single holy thing is given to the glory of God because he's the only one. Our problem is we don't allow him to come through us unhindered, and sin hinders it. Anger and impatience and lust. I mean, all these things are separate from the sin that we're trying to do, but they're in there all mixed up. So that actually hinders the flow of the Spirit of God. So it is a matter of daily getting up and say, God, I am yours. Do with me as you will and have your unhindered flow come through.
Just
the minute
you
sin, just forget. Just for that's
in
it.
Fact,
yes.
Behind the register
that's
yesterday.
Right. Just for today.
somebody made the comment that we live just for today. Good. And I started singing that song. Dear Lord, you know, give me strength just for today.
Hey, see, the Lord can speak to your heart.
And I like what she said. Stop making promises. Wake up every morning and say, guide me and help me. And then that way I won't feel like I am, you know, breaking promises to him.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Accept forgiveness, though. That's grace. God's riches at Christ's expense, grace. You can't work for it. You can't earn it. Just receive it. Why are they able to speak to you the way they did based upon what we talked about today?
Because we all love each other.
Well, that's true.
And we normally don't share our personal things that are going on at home because each and every one of us here have painful things that are going on.
That's right. That's
in
right.
In our home, you know, and we are here to focus towards God. I mean, several times I went to get Linda's number and wanted her to console me, and my own stubbornness of no, I'm going to get through this. I'm going to get through this.
That's right.
You know.
And you said the word stubborn.
Yeah.
That's not good. It's not stubborn. So what you have here and folks sharing with you is out of the abundance of their hearts. They're not saying they're perfect, but we're saying we know that God delivers. He delivered us. And sharing that with you, you can do that too. Praise the Lord.
Okay.
Watch. Just this little baby steps is progress. I don't have to be whoopee like this so the whole world can see. The Lord sees. And even today,
I feel guilty because when she was 18 and she came down here to visit me, I was drinking then and I introduced her to vodka. And so all these years, you know, I've blamed myself. But,
You can't live your life under condemnation for that. Because we've all been wrong examples.
Amen.
All of us. And then so you gotta get over that too. You understand that, June, don't you? You gotta let that go.
You know, my other daughters told me, well, you introduced her to vodka. You introduced her to, you know, mixed drinks. So
shame and blame.
You can't be ashamed of her now. But it hurts me now to see her drink because I know what I went through when I was drinking. But you know, like I said, that's been years ago. Even smoking, I smoked, but it's been what 14 years now.
Yeah. No condemnation.
Amen.
No condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus,
Amen.
Who walk according to the Spirit, not the flesh. This is powerful. I mean, we couldn't all spend here every Sunday, everybody, you know, but at the right time, God brings forth.
That a lot of times I'm in a hurry, I don't want to leave, and I don't really share a lot of, like, testimonies and things. I'm a totally different person at Publix. I'm bubbly. I'm happy. I talk about the Lord.
Yep.
And that's where I'm at, and that's where I feel good. But I made a poor decision. I couldn't afford to live on my own after Mike passed away. And I moved in with someone that's a chronic alcoholic.
Not good,
abuser. And I need out, and I need to get out. Mm-hmm. And God's helping me with that because he was on probation and he got in trouble. Mm-hmm. And he's going to be in jail for the next 7 days. Mm-hmm. So this gives me the opportunity to start packing up tough and playing my Christian music. Yep.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Together. And what becomes of him is between him and the Lord.
And you're not responsible for him. Let's gather around. Because June, I know you're a little fragile. You can stay there, honey.
Yeah.
Stay with your daughter. We're going to gather around you. Okay?
Call the troops.
They weren't here when we sang this song.
Okay.
Specifically that.
Carolyn, I want Carolyn to...
Call the troops.
Before we do, I want Carolyn to read this to you.
Okay.
You weren't here. When we, this is powerful.
This is a different version of Just As I Am that we sang this morning, but the chorus specifically.
Let me do something here.
I come broken to be mended. I come wounded to be healed. I come desperate to be rescued. I come empty to be filled. Mm-hmm. I come guilty to be pardoned by the blood of Christ the Lamb. And I'm welcomed with open arms. Praise God, just as I am.
Amen.
This is what the Church of Jesus Christ is all about. You cannot go out and get your act together before you come here with all of us goody two-shoes. We're all broken. We're miserable. But there is strength, and a cord of many strands is not easily broken. And you're a part, a very vital part of the strand of Jesus Christ on this earth. You do love the Lord. You've accepted Him as your Lord and Savior. There are habits that are very powerful, and they don't want to let you go. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. And Junie, no condemnation for any introduction whatsoever.
That's
of
right.
Anything that happened in the past. You understand that, don't you, honey?
Yeah.
I mean, it's very powerful. You got to understand that. Because if you don't believe Him, that's not of faith, and that's not good. We have to accept the grace of God.
Thank you.
God's riches at Christ's expense. Let's go.
He wants me to pray for her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. We need to pray for you, too, today. Okay? Because of your physical condition. Let's go before the Lord. See what the Lord shows. And pray for Debbie. And then we'll pray for June as well. Father, we come before you, surrounding these precious souls, Lord, with believers. Lord, we believe that you're going to do a mighty work. You're already doing a mighty work today because, Lord, what Debbie's been saying, she's been able to articulate it. Lord, forgive me. Help me to overcome the habits, whether it be drinking or whatever the habits may be. We all got some things, Lord, that we need to work on. And Lord, work on them seriously with you. We come before you in Jesus' name. Father, I'm praying for deliverance. Because sometimes, Father, it's the flat-out deliverance from the iniquity, the darkness, and the despair that is there. And Father, I'm asking, dear Lord, that you would... And I want to ask this, Lord, that you would remove from her this desire, this addiction.
Yes, Lord.
Because that's what it is. Lord, I'm asking for a miracle that, Lord, sometimes, I don't know what you have to do, make her throw up at the thought of it. Whatever you got to do, Lord. I'm not telling you, Lord, in any way. I'm just asking that this desire would be removed from her.
Yes, thank you.
Help her, Lord. It's very powerful. It's very real.
Thank you.
And we come against the powers of darkness and the satanic, Father, evil influences that have had a foothold for all these years.
Mm-hmm.
Deliver her, Father, in Jesus' almighty name. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Father, help Debbie to receive your grace, your forgiveness, your mercy, your salvation. She can't work for it. She can't work harder at it. She can't do this without you. And so, Lord, I thank you right now as we surround her with intercession. And thank you for her deliverance in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Anyone else, Lord, show you something. Just speak it forth.
I saw the Lord had like a big, big syringe. And he was just sucking out a very watery stuff. You know, maybe the vodka, I don't know.
Yeah.
Just sucking out, just like a water stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it just was so weak, it was so nothing. I mean, it was doing nothing. And I saw him with that same syringe, and he took, and he put a thick substance in there, like a molasses. And it was very thick, and very filling, and very satisfying. And that which had been poured in was just nothing. It was not satisfying you. requiring more and more and more, repeat, and get nothing, which is the route that the adversary wants us on, because that leads to despair.
Mm-hmm.
Keep doing and doing and not getting. Mm-hmm. But this molasses stuff was like so thick and filling that there was no desire for anything else. I mean, that the completeness was there in that. So God has given you something for completeness.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
I want to thank you for your honesty.
Yes, right.
Because you're pretty transparent, Debbie.
That's good.
And Lord, thank you for the love I have right here.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. That's the love of God, honey. Anyone else receive anything?
I kept getting, throughout the whole time Debbie was talking, but I didn't bring it out, but I think I'm supposed to bring it out now, because the thing I feared came upon me. So she's got to get her mind on Christ only.
Mm-hmm.
So that devil can't get in with the fear.
Don't think
that's a sin. That's scripture. The thing I feared came upon me.
So God will show me not to concentrate on the sin, but on Christ.
I feel the same thing, because God sees the end result. Yeah. He sees you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He's not looking at all the
how he made you to be, you know, perfect in him. You know, because the sin is, you know, from the enemy and just allowing things, you know. But God sees the finished result. Mm-hmm. He sees the finished result.
That's right.
Regardless of our sin, regardless of whatever we do. Mm-hmm. And I think that's helping all of us. I don't know if it's just me, but I've been dealing with the same thing, you know, because even the little things spoil, you know.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Well, Paul.
Little leaven, leaven's a whole lot.
Paul makes it really clear, though. And he says that it is God's grace and mercy that has all that forgiveness wrapped up in there. But he said, be really careful, because with all that grace and mercy, that does not make us free to sin.
Right.
So it really grace is, we been. Have to be so careful and say, oh, well, God will forgive me, God will forgive me, God will forgive me. That is true. But God wants moments like this when he can minister to us and take out that which was weak and not sustaining and put in that which is full and is sustaining.
You also have a conviction, a homework to do, and that is to remove yourself from the environment, away from this individual.
Mm-hmm. And I'm in the process.
This soul can be saved. That has nothing to do. We're just talking about you getting away. Mm-hmm. And that's, I love the process. Maybe and then get that Christian music going. Read that God's Word, get some Psalms, get Gospel of Jesus in there. Read and ask God to teach you when you do, but stay in fellowship. You came today through all your pain, through a veil of tears, you still came, and the love of God is reaching out to you.
Right.
He wants you for himself. Don't want to share with the world.
Amen.
Junebug, you do understand that we've all been influential on other lives, positively and negatively at times. And okay for the positive things, but for the negative things, you can live your life just really being hammered about that and condemned. But you understand that the Lord forgives you for that. You know that.
I still feel, you know, that he has healed the cancer. No matter what the tests say, I feel like God is touching me and healing that cancer.
Amen.
You know, I know they're going to keep taking tests, but it'll be 5 years in February since the surgery, so the Lord took it away.
That's that issue, and then the issue with her, though. You're free from that, right?
Right.
No condemnation?
No, I'm not. I'm responsible.
That's right.
I can help her, you know.
Amen.
This is a new day.
Talk to her. And
that's right.
And try to help her, but you know, I can't join her because I would never want to start drinking again.
We start our walk. It's every day is new, brand new day.
Brand new.
Thy mercies are new every day.
Yes, right. Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the
Lord. I thank God for you. I really do. You preach to us too. You know that.
I hope so.
You do.
Because when I leave here, I have a good feeling in my heart, and I can't wait till next Sunday.
Yeah.
But I'm sure next Sunday I'll have to work, and I can't refuse to, because now I've been off.
Yeah.
All last week I was off with my hand, so.
The Lord sees that. He knows that. He knows what's going on. Thank God for both of you. Yes, ma'am.
For you, for Debbie, what I understood, I saw a blender just churning away, and it was a new concoction being blended for you. It was a healing concoction.
Mm-hmm.
It was something that you haven't experienced before, and it's going to heal you. So, kind of along with that thick molasses thing, it's a healing.
You know there's a detox thing. There's a detox, and the Lord knows how to detox.
Mm-hmm.
And there's things, I'm sure, that can help you in that too, but you just keep your heart before the Lord.
Plenty of vitamins, plenty of water, plenty of cranberries.
Plenty of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Plenty of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
He who began a good work in you shall complete it until the day of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And how did Jesus combat the enemy when he was in the wilderness? How did he combat the enemy? How did Jesus do it after fasting 40 days and 40 nights? What did Jesus do when the enemy tempted him? Jesus came back to him with the word.
The word again, right back to him.
The weapons of our warfare. The sword of the Spirit is the word of God, sharper than any two-edged sword, ready to divide between the soul and between the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So certain things, the enemy messes with your soul, right? The enemy gets in the realm of the soulish realm, but the word of God cuts, you know, right through that. And goes right to the spirit. So your spirit's good. You know, your spirit's good. It's just the mind and the renewing of the mind that just takes a process. Mm-hmm. And it's not overnight. Mm-hmm. You know, like Linda was saying, even sometimes, you know, we get little temper tantrums and different things, and our flesh rises up at times, but you're still
it's
his.
Not who you are.
He still loves you. You might have a bout where, man, that alcohol bottle's calling your name or whatever. You know, you find yourself, you know, getting weaker, but then the Spirit of God will rise a standard against that thing. Like Linda was saying, the Spirit of God rises up and you know, speaks against that.
And how many phone numbers has God given me? So, you know, there are other options.
Yes, absolutely. Well, let's pray for...
The Lord wants to take... It's like stick your tongue out, if you would, for just a minute. Okay. What God is going to do,
thank you,
Father. Just going to take away that drawing, that taste.
Yes,
of that.
Lord. Yes, thank Father. You. Just remove it, Lord.
I got that.
Yes, Lord.
Take that
thank
out.
You, Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, that desire, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. Thank all of you.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Let's pray for Lisa and Kathy. For the Lord to do a work there, because I know that old devil is really working on Lisa to keep her confused.
Right, and Amanda,
the whole family.
Too, and Amanda's only 19.
Father, we lift up the rest of this family to you, Lord. We mention these names, Amanda, Lisa, Kathy. I pray for revival in this whole family, Lord. A mighty work to be done, and Father, for Lisa to be rescued from this confusion, Lord, and wandering, Lord, and all the things that she's going through. Help her, Father. Deliver them, Lord, from this confusion. Help them to be crystal clear, Father, of who Jesus Christ is. And Lord, there's no condemnation there either. They just look to you. But Father, for Amanda to pick up on this drinking,
yes, right.
So many young people are, so many of them are dying, Lord, left and right because of the influence. I pray for deliverance there and a miracle there as well, Lord. Father, salvation to this precious soul, Kathy, as well, and help her, Father, to find a way, Lord, to have ears to hear what your Spirit is saying. Bring her back home, Lord.
That's right.
We lift them up to you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, God. Love you.
God bless your feet.
Stay in touch. Keep in prayer. Well, before we go today, Ted, would you offer a word of prayer before we leave?
Father, we thank you for this wonderful brand new day. And each day, Lord, that we start off, we know it's a brand new day in you, Christ.
Yes, Lord.
We've got a whole day ahead of us.
Yes,
that we're going to take it one step at a time, Lord, that as we walk through that path that you've led us to, we know that you're going to protect us. We know that that path is a direct line towards you.
Mm-hmm.
As long as we stay on that path and look towards you, we're going to be great.
Yes,
we're
Lord.
We're going to be fine.
Yes, Father.
We ask you, Lord, that when we stop in that path as we're walking, of course, not to take back steps. Not to back
yes,
up,
Lord.
Not to vary from left to right.
Mm-hmm.
Not to turn around and go back in the same direction
yes,
that we
Lord.
Came from.
Thank you, Father.
But to stay in that one steady, fast direction, and that's towards you, Lord, and towards your grace and toward your glory, and above all, Lord, toward the love that you have for us. You're calling us. We're your children. Mm-hmm. We're coming to you. We still want to stay on that path, Lord, because the closer we get
yes,
to you, Lord,
Lord,
the stronger we are, Lord.
Yes.